I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Taliban bullets in Afghanistan has Western leaders and Christian advocates on edge. Some military experts predict government collapse, while others forecast civil war. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says believers know what to expect under Taliban rule. The terrorists controlled Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001, so pray wisdom for Afghan believers deciding whether or not to stay in their country. VOM is helping believers who want to relocate, but that isn't a choice for everyone.
Our contacts working in Afghanistan heard directly from some Christians who are saying, listen, God has placed us here. He will sustain us. He will get us through this. And they are choosing to stay, be a lighthouse, and be a minister of the gospel in spite of what they know is coming.
And Lebanon's financial crisis could be one of the worst in the world since the 1800s, say financial experts. Christian ministries in the country continue to provide food and other resources to those in need, but they also want to see healing in Lebanese society through sustainable growth. Nuna with Triumph at Mercy Lebanon tells us,
we have visited people who would just say, I don't want your help. I want you to provide me a job. So many people have said this. So this is what we're trying to do. I know we cannot do much. I know we cannot provide like 100,000 jobs. You know, this is a government can do this, but we cannot. But we can start to do small things.
Nuna says they place some people working with kids, some working in the kitchen on dehydrated food, and others teaching soccer or dance. As people work and share their lives together, Nuna says it's a good opportunity to share the hope of Jesus. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.